Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Showtime!
How y'all feel?
T.T. Bad Guy! Most hostile! Highly motivated, motivated, motivated!
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us on a middle-of-the-week Wednesday edition of Sports Daily. Shane and Bruce rolling at you for the next couple of hours right here on your station for sports. It is KFH. This is Sports Daily. 869-2040 on the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline. What's on tap? For that, we turn to Shane, courtesy of our friends at Side Pockets at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. What's up, Shaner?
Hey, what's up? It's Why Not Wednesday out at Side Pockets. Why not grab a juicy quarter-pound cheeseburger at lunchtime? It's served with fries for just $5.95 today. What's on tap on the show? Something we need to make our KU and Mizzou fans aware of. That KU-Missouri alumni game is coming up Saturday night. It's the rivalry renewed for the Rush Forward Foundation. We had one of the Rush brothers on not too long ago. That's this Saturday at 7, and you can hear it right here on KFH. So we're going to air that for you on Saturday night. It's brought to you by Midwest Kia. Be listening later on in the show. We actually have some tickets to that thing. So if you can go to KC and you want to see the Mizzou-KU alumni game this Saturday night, be listening for the prompt, and we got some tickets for you. So that's what's on tap.
That sounds pretty fun, actually.
It does. It does. Yeah. And if it were just a teeny tiny bit closer, I'd go myself, keep these tickets for myself. But we'll give them away to our listeners if they think they can make it to KC. What's on tap later on tonight, of course, this afternoon, later on, the finale of the Royals homestand post-All-Star break, the Royals and Tigers on there at 12:30. Got a matinee today. First pitch at 1:15. And your Rockies will be on our air tonight, 7 p.m. First pitch, 7:40. Yeah, it's the Astros and the Rockies right here on KFA.
Let one get away last night. Had opportunities, but that blew it in extra innings.
Went extras, didn't blow, right?
Yeah, it went extras, and Astros scored 6 in the top of the 10th. So pretty much that was done. Good ball game, though. Boy, two really well-pitched game. Gerrit Cole and Tyler Anderson basically dueling. Tyler Anderson gave up a waist-high fastball to Bregman 10 pitches into the game, hit a two-run bomb. And then from that point on, it was you couldn't get a guy on. It was incredible. Cole took a one-hitter into the 6th. Tyler Anderson only allowed 3 hits through 7 1/3. And anyway, good ball game. Good ball game. Houston's a nice, lot of swagger. Yeah. That club's got a lot of swagger.
Yeah,
I like watching them.
That's a really good way to put it. You can tell the teams that are really sure of themselves, know where they're going.
Totally.
You know, the way they, as collectively, they carry themselves. Those pitching performances last night sounded a lot like Birch Smith. He got his first win in nearly 5 years for the Royals last night.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, he gave up one hit. It was a single to a kid named Nico Goodrum in the 4th, and he pitched, Birch Smith did, into the 7th inning, and the Royals hung on 5-4, so they will go for the series win today. Again, that's on air 12:30, 1:15 first.
Royals need to play the Tigers a lot more.
You know what's not, it's not funny. It's the opposite of funny. But when the Royals fans that follow them this year, you just get so used to the narrative and the rhetoric that sooner or later they're going to let the other team pull away from them in some form or fashion. And you just get used to losing. It's like you talked about the Astros. I mean, there's a culture of winning there now. I mean, they had their lean times for sure. We all know that. And, you know, the 2014 season is a perfect example of the heartbreak that the Astros went through when they finally got good, and Carlos Correa couldn't handle a ground ball up the middle, or else they'd have been going to the American League Championship Series. But anyway, you just you wait for the other shoe to drop, I guess.
Yeah, you do.
You know,
right.
Because
that's where they are.
Statistically, the Royals' bullpen is bad, one of the worst in baseball. And they're in that month of June. Like we talked to Joel Goldberg earlier, what was it, a couple days ago? He said something about averaging 2.02, it was Monday, 2.2 runs in the month of June. You just got used to seeing a style of baseball that ultimately was going to end in flames. And now, in the last, I want to say the last 8 or 9 or something, they're averaging 5 runs a game, which is more than respectable, you know, in Major League Baseball. And they've won 4 out of 5 after the break. And it's like, wow, this is possible. You know, if you throw it over the plate and don't kick it around and get some timely hits like they did last night. It was 5-4, but certainly didn't have the feeling of the game before that they lost 5-4, where when Brandon Maurer totally melted down, and I called for him to be designated for assignment. Hasn't happened yet. But, you know, when you finally put together a good game of baseball, it's like a breath of fresh air, you know?
And, yeah, it is.
And to have to deal with 31-69, and you're in a race with Mookie Betts to have the Twitter question come true, that your winning percentage will be higher than the American League batting title's average, it's a grind. And it can grind you down as a fan, but at least they're showing glimpses now after the break. And I know it's way too late for anything really meaningful, but just to watch them play a good brand of baseball, it's good. It's finally good. Speaking of baseball, the rich get richer. The Yankees bolstered the best bullpen in baseball with one of the best relievers in the American League, Zach Britton. We can talk about that in a little bit. Second segment, we'll get to the Kevin Love signing. Is that good for Cleveland? As we mentioned, we have those Rivalry Renewed tickets to give away. We have NBC World Series tickets to give away. And about 1 hour from now, we'll talk football with Vinny Iyer from Sporting News, as Todd Gurley got a whole lot of money to get extended from the Rams, plus on this day in sports history, too. So all that to get to. That's what's on tap.
Yeah, it was good to see the Royals win last night, and because there's got to be some form of reward for fans that hang in there, that stick with them doggedly, that give it a listen or that give it a watch, and do it every night. And even with the record the way that it is, there's a fairly good core of fans that do that, because that's what baseball fans do. You watch and you follow your team. Now, you may not be quite as invested in the winning and the losing as you would be with a team that is a little bit more relevant, but you're very curious about, you know, how the thing is developing and who you're going to count on moving forward. And so hopefully Royals fans are starting to get a little feel for that. Although, I don't know.
Here's a little bit of a carrot at the end of the stick, I suppose. And this is minutia, but it's not irrelevant either. So follow the logic on this. In the past 3 games, Brad Keller, Heath Philmeyer, and Birch Smith have each pitched at least 6 innings, allowing 3 hits or fewer, and striking out at least 6.
Well,
that's the first rookie trio to do that in consecutive starts.
Sure.
I mean...
That's good in anyone's book. It doesn't make any difference who you are. That's pretty good stuff. So, look.
That all that does is give you a chance to win, because you still need to get 6 or 9 more outs, and that's been challenging lately, save for the most part, Willy Peralta. He's been pretty good. And to a similar degree, Kevin McCarthy. He's been good, too. He retired all five batters he faced last night. Peralta gave up a triple and then a run-scoring ground ball, but I didn't get the feeling that it was a here-we-go-again thing. So he's been solid. But to see Birch Smith, a guy that was limited over the last three seasons to like five innings because of injuries, and for them to rule five him last December in his third start of the year after 24 relief appearances, you know, we could still be watching Jason Hamill.
Yep.
You know, and there's a couple of guys that are working their way back from injury, Blaine Boyer, Eric Skoglund being two of them, Jesse Hahn, too, who I don't think has thrown an inning for the Royals yet this year, or yet in his career. I could be wrong, but all those guys trying to battle back from injury. So, you know, I don't want to say necessarily help was on the way, but the staff that they do have that is unproven, they got to be, and I know it's a start-to-start thing. You never know what's going to happen next week. But Keller, Philmeyer, and Birch Smith put together a little scratch and gives the, like you said, the fans that go out and see them a feeling that, you know, if these guys are at least just on their game a little bit, we got a shot because they all have decent upside.
Well, that's the last 3 nights. How much consecutive feel good have Royals fans had this year? So when you've got when you get three performances like that back to back to back, why wouldn't you enjoy it? Have a moment, for goodness sakes.
26 grand went last night. 25,957 showed up.
You know, I keep looking at the numbers. I think Royals fans are solid and salty and loyal. Mm-hmm. They're sticking with it. I mean, that team is not very good. We all know that. They know that. But you get out to the ballpark, support them a little bit. Yeah, you look at the other guy, go to the K, have an experience, and hope that things will cycle through.
You know, I got
in the meantime.
Go ahead.
You know,
go ahead.
And no, just in the meantime, you just realize that the pain will continue. And you're a quasi Royals fan. I mean, you're obviously a Royals follower, but I don't want to put words in your or feelings in your heart. Mm-hmm. But you're a little invested in the Royals. So, I mean, is it painful anymore, or is it just kind of, you know, this is how it is, and I'm basically, aren't you just waiting to see what happens next February when pitchers and catchers report at this particular point,
you know,
and just getting information along those lines to that end?
Look, it's happened before, and they've gotten to the mountaintop at the end of that process, or whatever you want to call it. So, sure. You know, there's a track record there, whatever you think about Dayton Moore. So it's just, you just don't hope it doesn't take 35 years again, which I would hope it wouldn't, at least for them to not necessarily go to the World Series again, but at least challenge to do it.
Okay,
know?
Well, then let me ask you the question. So how does progress look this time next year? We know where it is in the cycle, in the process. Trust the process.
Mm-hmm.
We know where we are in the process right now. Where does this need to look next year for you to feel like, okay, we're on at least the right track?
Duda to be gone. Whit Merrifield, Rosell Herrera, Jorge Bonifacio, maybe Brian Goodwin, with their brand new center fielder.
Yeah.
For all those guys to be, and Escobar, or not Escobar, good Lord.
Could you say his name even?
I was looking at it. That's the only reason why I said it.
All right.
Adalberto Mondesi. He needs to be in the lineup, obviously. You know how I feel about that. And these pitchers to learn how to get big league hitters out. Now, what that translate into, that's a wishy-washy answer, and that's up for some debate when you're talking about wins and losses. But to fully invest in a rebuild, I guess, is my answer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I got to thinking last night, and this may be crazy, and please tell me if it is, or if you think it is, but hear me out on it nonetheless. Mike Moustakas obviously didn't get what he thought he was worth, or Scott Boras thought he was worth, in the offseason. And weren't we all just flabbergasted when he fell into the Royals' lap?
Yeah.
Why hasn't he been traded by now? And the answer is the Royals obviously haven't gotten in return what they think is at least somewhat equitable. So if not, and instead of settling for way less, I'm not even going to say market value, but if they can't get a top 15 prospect, top 20 prospect, or if it's just cash and a player to be named later, why not re-sign Mike Moustakas? Sign him for, if he'll go for it, why wouldn't you sign him for 3 years and $30 million? Who else is going to hit 30 home runs at a corner infield in Kansas City? The answer is nobody. Not immediately. Not in Omaha right now. And he's only 29. So are we so dead set against keeping him that we might really get fleeced? And we saw what the market did to third baseman last year.
We did.
In the offseason,
right.
It chewed him up and spit him out.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my idea. And again, you can tell me if I'm crazy, and the callers at 869-1240 can tell me if I'm crazy. Let's lock up Mike Moustakas.
Let me think about that for a minute. First of all,
again,
I think you're
his 20th bomb last night.
I hear you.
He's on pace for 100 RBIs, which would be a career high.
Mm-hmm.
And we all just thought this would be a throwaway season because he'd be gone certainly by Tuesday, if not by now. Well, he's not. And Manny Machado was the linchpin in all this trade deadline business, and here Mike Moustakas is still in a Royals uniform. At the end of today, they go on a long road trip. Do you think he cleaned out his locker? I mean, by the time the
that's
Royals,
an interesting question.
By the time the Royals come back home, it'll be past July 31st. Does Mike Moustakas have anything in his locker after this afternoon's game?
Well, I don't know. That's maybe so. Maybe he does. I don't know. Here's the part of the you've laid it out nicely, and again, as a follower of the Royals, with not a great deal invested, but as a follower of the Royals, I wouldn't have an issue with that. Now, I don't know where Mike Moustakas is in terms of wanting to stay in Kansas City or not. He's 29. He's got a World Series in tow. Played in another one. He'll be 32 or so before this team has a chance to really be relevant again. I think we can agree on that. The only thing that I would wonder about in what you laid out is pay him $10 million over the course of 3 years, pay him $30 million. That seems a little bit on the low side to me, unless Scott Boras and Mike and Moustakas have now come to terms for what the market is for him or for third baseman at this point. I mean, don't you think that he still feels like if he's hitting 30 bombs and driving in 101, that he's worth more than $10 million
a year? Yeah, but what's changed between now and December?
I'm with you on that.
I mean, he is what we think he is.
Well,
and that's not an indictment. You know what you're getting.
No, it's not an indictment. Yeah. Right. The problem with Moustakas now is as much timing as anything else. He came in onto the market when Manny Machado basically was going to come onto the market, and when all of a sudden, who needs a third baseman? I mean, the Dodgers ended up needing a shortstop / third baseman.
To see
them blow a game last night, but I don't know.
To me, the people that need one aren't sure if they're buyers or sellers. It's like, I don't know if I want to commit to this because, it's like a day-by-day thing. And the one that came to mind to begin with was the Angels, and that was a while ago when Zach Cozart got hurt. But
right.
That was a long time ago. But anybody else that is at least knocking on the door of the playoffs, I mean, there was talk about the Phillies having some interest in Moustakas, and there will always be talk about the Yankees because the Yankees are just going to stockpile bodies like
sure,
they did Zach,
sure.
like they did Zach Britton last.
Well, night. Zach Britton pisses me off, but that we'll get to that in a minute.
We'll get
but,
to that next segment, sure.
But the Royals and Moustakas, I don't know. I'd really like an answer to the question: how much is Mike Moustakas enjoying being in Kansas City? Because to me, it feels like a stopgap measure in his. He's at a point where he needs that one more contract. This is his time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's going to be turning 30. When is he going to be in a better position to get that one contract in his career? Well, this is it. And all of a sudden, he's not in a position to get it.
That's why I'm saying.
I mean, he was,
the Royals
yeah.
can throw him a life raft right here. Throw him a little ring. He's only made $15 million in his career. Next year, by the way, it's a mutual option next year that would cost the Royals $15
million. $15
million. So let's tear that up and agree to extend him to a couple years after that for a little bit less. Because, hey, Mike, don't go through the same painful offseason like you did last year.
Yeah.
Come back with us. And be part of this rebuild. Here's a little bit of an attaboy for what you did with it for us in 14 and 15. And here's a little bit of feel-good money for maybe what you got left at the end of your career.
Yeah, or he could go somewhere else, get 2 years for $22 million or so and play for a contender.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Maybe you're not. Yeah, he did. You're right. All right, we'll continue this thought and get into some other things as we roll. It's a Wednesday with Shane and Bruce. We're back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.